Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Tonight, we're going to be reviewing a film titled Permission, which hits theaters this Friday, February 9th. This was a really great comedy. Before I get into that, I want to thank the PR and the filmmakers for making such an enjoyable film. The director, Brian Crano, I hope I'm not pronouncing it wrong. He's made a couple other films, Dog Food, A Bag of Hammers. He's got 9 credits to his on his IMDb page. This was, first of all, some really fantastic writing, and I'm going to read you just the log line and PR info. Let's see. Anna, Rebecca Hall, and Will, Dan Stevens, were each other's first everything, first kiss, first love, first and only relationship. Now 10 years in, at Anna's 30th birthday party, as Will is about to propose, the couple's best friend makes a drunken toast, suggesting that they should sleep around before their uninvitable marriage. The joke lands like a lead balloon, but the thought lingers until Anna proposes that they tried opening their relationship as a sexual experiment. Together, they venture out of the purely monogamous boundaries of their relationship and along the way evolve. First of all, this film was a official selection at the 27 Tribeca Film Festival, which for those of you, it's okay. You do base whether or not you're going to see a film on festivals or awards. You don't just take a chance on something, or you only see stuff with a big star. That's with our show, that's not cool and doesn't matter. You should just check out films and support everyone. But this one, if you're one of those people, not one of those people in a derogatory way, this stars Rebecca Hall, who I don't usually look up the actors who's in it because I don't want to have any form of judgment or bias or who else they've played that would take away from, okay, how is Rebecca Hall in Permission? But because she was such and such in this other movie, this is easy, or this wasn't a push, or et cetera. Rebecca Hall is a Golden Globe nominee for Vicky Cristy Barcelona, Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture. So right there tells you she was bringing her game at, I hate to say it, everybody was great. Everybody had wonderful performances, but I really enjoyed Rebecca Hall in this. The writing was there. The director knew exactly what he was doing. I never felt like the pacing was all off. I never felt like, why are you doing this? I never felt like the tone of the film wasn't what it should be. And it was above par for the course. So it wasn't like I was sitting there going, okay, this director just got lucky and has these great actors and they're carrying him, which can happen a lot in indie films. Even Martin Scorsese says sometimes people revere me as this great director, but it's really just that I have actors who bring their A game and a cameraman. And sometimes the ideas that I'm given credit for weren't mine. So I'm not knocking the director because he did a great job. This was a fantastic cast. Now, Rebecca Hall, the whole time I was watching this, I was thinking, this is such a great actress. I've seen her in so many things. I'm just not understanding where. So for her IMDb credits, she has been doing this quite a while. But the real credits where you could see that she really picked up some of these fantastic acting chops, obviously had them great enough to be with Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem and Vicky Cristy Barcelona. Great Woody Allen film. See it. Not even going to go into the debate about whether or not you should support Woody Allen, whatever. Just see this great movie. She's fantastic in it. She was in Frost Nixon, wonderful Ron Howard movie. Important film to see historically, whether you're going to watch Ron Howard, check out another performance of any actor, just see that movie. Now, where I finally figured out when I looked up IMDb why I was so It's so weird when you're a fan of an actress. And again, this is lending to permission because this was a great role and this was a great choice, a vehicle here for the talent, all talent. But of course, since Rebecca Hall was playing the lead girl, and I kept, it was just bugging me. Why, you know, and finally I realized, looked this up. She was in The Town, the Ben Affleck movie, which garnered an Oscar nomination for Jeremy Renner. But The Town, fantastic movie, see that. And I'm sorry to get off course here, but I'm actually tying it into the talent behind the permission and the quality of the film attracted actors and actresses who had worked with Woody Allen and Ron Howard. And another reason why Rebecca Hall was sticking out for me was because I was watching Christine on Netflix a few nights ago. And so it just kept bugging me. I was just like, God, where have I seen this person? And you know how that is when you get a song stuck in your head or an actress or actor. So with permission, the stuff that I can, the other stuff I can say about that was, it just had really great comedic timing. It made me think of when I was 30, my 30th birthday. Of course, when I turned 30, I was in a monogamous relationship. Neither of us were our first, obviously. And it made me just think, what if even, you know, you get, again, I'm not being crude here, but when you're 30 and when you've been with someone a long time, you are biological, you are human. And it does, you do think, hey, what if there was a weekend where I could have freedom? Or, and it's always this funny double standard because guys would go for it, but they would never let their girls. So it got me just thinking in a thought-provoking way of what a great premise this was and how well the director and writers handled it. And yeah, it was just kind of like, usually when we do this show, we have the good fortune to set up and interview the filmmaker. And normally I'm okay with, you know, I know the interview is maybe 2 days away or 3 days away, but this was a film that was just wonderfully written, beautifully shot. And it made me just want to talk with the director right there. I didn't want to do a formal, it didn't make me feel like formalizing an interview and having this specific list of questions, but it just made me think, you know, how did you relate? I'm never personal on air, so it would have to be a conversation that I was having with a director. What got this brought up, you know, and to place it at 30, because 30 is such a weird crossroad. I can't explain why 29 and 30 seem different, but they do. I'm 39 now, and I'm you know, about 10 months away from 40. So I am realizing the extreme difference between 29 and even now 39. So I just loved that it was a great comedy that had more than just a sexual premise and a beautiful actress that we can gawk at. And it just didn't cheapen us as audience. It had meat on the bone. And I love any film that, you know, is the real soup that isn't Campbell's soup. So with that, I just wanted to say, again, kudos to the filmmakers. We love this film, Permission. Please check it out. Google, find out what theaters it's playing nearby you. And thank you again to PR for always sending us great films. And again, this director, Brian, C-R-A-N-O, check it out. And of course, follow the career of the lovely, wonderful actress. I'm not just complimenting her beauty or saying that she's beautiful. And check out those other films, The Town, Frost Nixon, Vicky Cristy Barcelona, Christine. But a great way, if you don't know Rebecca Hall, would be to start out with Permission. Take care. Have a great weekend, everyone. And aloha.